So the issue came back up again with the CRCC, Community Race, approached me and wanted to know would it be appropriate to come up. So I came up with the resolution again and tried to compromise and say, okay, you know, now here's my thing, the sins of your father follow you, okay? And that's biblical. And even though years ago, I mean, you could identify the commissions court at that particular time, that incident happened in that courthouse on the third floor in the 54th District Court. The trial was the quickest that ever happened in McLennan County. Took him, they arrested him and took him 9 days to indict him. I mean, within 9 days to indict him. And the ninth day, maybe the eighth day, they came up with a death sentence. That's the quickest that ever happened in McLennan County. And the place is overcrowded, violating the fire ordinances of the city of Waco, but it was intentional. And right after the verdict was announced, then the statement was made, and this is history's on record. Okay, now let's get the nigga. And then, without any protection from the law enforcement or the sheriff, they drugged this man, beat him in the alley. And he was unconscious when he was taken into City Hall. 15,000 people. And that's 15,000 people sitting around looking at him, with the chief of police and the mayor of the city of Waco, with a photographer. You know, this all was planned. And burned him, hung him, and everything else you could imagine. Took him and drug him back where he was robbed and sell his fingernails.